Hello, today I'm speaking with Rosanna from Sun and Seed. Hi, Rosanna.
Hi, Kate.
How are you today?
Really good, thank you. It's a long weekend ahead of us.
Yes, and a sunny one, apparently. Yes,
It
it's a miracle, a sunny bank holiday.
is.
So, thank you for taking time to speak with us today.
No, thank you for inviting us, Kate. We love what you do, so we're really proud to have this chance.
Thank you, thank you. I'm a big fan of Sun and Seed. It is a regular part of our diet. We always have the tahini and the black tahini I really love,
Oh.
and the almond butter. Those are our three favourites.
Oh,
And
brilliant,
actually,
brilliant. I love the black tahini. That's my favorite.
I'm working on a banoffee pie recipe, and I'm going to make one of those today. And I use the buckwheaties. I use your buckwheaties in the crust for the
Oh,
pastry crust.
nice and crunchy.
I'll send you a picture once it's made.
Oh, love. Oh, please do. I'll put it on Instagram.
So, for those who aren't familiar, do you want to tell us a bit about the background of Sun and Seed, how long you've been in business, and what your main business is?
Sure. So we started our business 15 years ago,
Wow.
and believe it or not, we started off with a lovely pumpkin seed butter. That was the only product we had.
Ah.
We came across it somewhere else, and we just fell in love with the idea. And this was at a time where there were virtually no other nutted seed butters around. So we used to spend a lot of time going around shows and explaining to people what a seed butter is and so on,
Wow.
comparing it to peanut butter. And it's just great to see that things have moved on so much now that we find many of these products in supermarkets now. So we started off with that one, which seems an unusual choice considering how almond butter is doing now. But we introduced other products into our range over the years. So first of all, we expanded on a nut and seed butter range. Then we also had some lovely cold pressed oils. We were also one of the first companies to bring chia seeds to the UK, which we're really proud of. And then that followed on with some chia seed oil, and then with a sprouted range. So now we have an extensive range of products both for ourselves, and also we have a lot of partnerships around with other small businesses, so we keep growing every year, which is fantastic.
I think we haven't been talking to you for 15 years, but we've been talking to you for quite a long time. And like you said, there's more people entering the marketplace now, but you were one of the first to be doing proper raw nut butters, weren't you? Because 10 years ago, all the nut butters in the health food stores were roasted, weren't they?
Yes, and I think we just found that there was a demand for that, and I can't remember quite. I think we started with the almond butter, and there just seems to be a lot of. I prefer to eat raw almonds over roasted almonds, and just it was a natural step to do the same with the butters. I think that it simply tastes better, not to mention preserving the nutrients through the process as well. I think it does make our production process often more difficult because it's not easy to produce raw spreads as we do, but it is worth the effort. And you'll find that a lot of our butters, you can buy an almond butter from different brands and they will all taste completely different, that you wouldn't even believe it was the same raw ingredient inside them. So we do pride ourselves on sourcing really high quality nuts or seeds. They're almost always grown in Europe. It's very unusual that we would use anything unless it's not grown in Europe, which, for example, is the case with sesame seeds. And even then, we have some trusted suppliers with whom we've been working for many, many years. And if we can't get the right seed, we simply just don't make it. And as you know, we've been out of stock for white tahini. And we have endless inquiries every day, but we just simply couldn't find the right seed. And there was no point to make the butter unless we do, well, the tahini in that case. So I think our starting point is always the actual raw ingredient because that's what we rely on, and that's pretty much the only thing that's in our product.
Yeah, amazing. I think traditionally nut butters were roasted because the oils in nuts and seeds are quite unstable, aren't they? So that roasting process helps just preserve the product, and can be a problem with raw nutty butters is that they have a rancid, and especially the oils, actually, especially flax oil and hemp oil, is they can have that or acidity to them, which a lot of people then think is how they're meant to taste. Like, they think that kind of bitter edge to them is normal, but that's one of the things I love about your products, is there's never that hint of bitterness in there. Can you say what it is that you do to ensure that everything, you know, maintains that really high quality?
I don't think I can. Some of them are trade secrets, which I don't understand. I do know that, listening to our production manager, we have a fantastic production manager. He does talk about moisture levels a lot, and I think that roasting process does remove a lot of the moisture from the seed, which again also makes it more stable. But I can't say more than simply that we do use a traditional techniques, and yeah, that our raw ingredients are really always super.
Brilliant. So do you want to run us through the products that you do, the nut butters? Which are the different flavours that you do?
So we have the almond butter, hazelnut butter, which is the latest addition to our range, walnut butter, and I think that's all for the nut butters. We have the apricot kernel butter, which is an unusual one in the market.
Do you want to tell us about the properties of apricot kernels, in case people don't know?
Well, I think the main thing is the B16, which is not easy to source, especially if you have a vegan diet. Uh-huh. And I think there is some bad press around apricot kernels, and it's often confused. The bitter and sweet varieties are often confused. And just to reiterate, we always use the sweet variety. We have every batch tested, and it's always well below the safety levels. So it is not just it's a safe product, it's a very, very healthy product. And then we have the hemp seed butter, pumpkin seed butter, sunflower, and then the white tahini that we talked about, and the black tahini. And that's all. We would like to introduce some new products into our range. We've been experimenting with pine nut kernels, for example. And then there's a lot of mixed nut butters and seed butters in the market, so we may try and see whether we can come up with something interesting there as well.
And the oils, I use your hemp seed oil a lot, your oils, and your chia seed oil, that's a really unusual product, isn't it? Do you want to tell us about that?
Yes, I think it's, it might be, I mean, I find it very versatile, for example. I mean, it is always, people always ask us, how can we use that? And really, you don't have to use it in any particular way. It's just making sure it's another way to have the omega-rich contents of chia seeds in the diet. So, for example, it will probably be in high concentration if you use it as an oil as well, and it's just simply drizzled on salads or any kind of food. It's got a very mild and, I would say, quite a neutral taste, so there's nothing to be scared of at all, and I think it's a great way to include the benefits of chia seeds in your diet.
Is there a better source of EFAs, aren't they, than flax?
Yes, I think so.
So you do a few oils. Do you want to tell us about the other oils as well?
We have the lightly toasted pumpkin seed oil and the cold pressed version. And I think there's always a preference with our customers. One side would be an absolute fan of one, and the other one of the other one. I think we lightly toast the pumpkin seed version with the seeds themselves, just to bring out that flavour. It's also very traditional oil in some of the Central and Eastern European countries. It's got really dark, rich green colour, and it's a great one for various dishes. And the cold pressed version again is a one that's more focused on the nutrient contents of pumpkin seeds, and they're both fantastic. I think there's a real both have a real loyal following. And we also have walnut oil, which again is very traditional across Europe, in France and Italy especially, and it's got such a lovely taste, like you can just add a really lovely nuttiness to your salads in the summer especially. And then, as you mentioned, hemp seed oil, which, our hemp seeds are always sourced from Europe again, and that's really important to us. And I think a lot of the companies hide where their seeds are from, and we don't, because we don't need to. Mm. And so we're quite proud of that one.
Mm. And then you've got the sprouted range. So we do your buckwheat, And the oats. Do you want to tell us about the oats? Because they're kind of hard to source as well, aren't they?
Yes, they are. So, for example, a lot of the oats people are aware of that they buy, that they use in their breakfast in the morning, they're usually steamed first and then they're rolled. But with our sprouted range, or sprouted oats, they're simply rolled without the steam inside, and they're also sprouted. So it just brings the whole oat alive. It sort of gets that whole grain ready for, ready for the growth process. It really enhances the nutrients and also makes it much easier to digest, because I think a lot of people find oats hard to digest. And especially if you don't want to cook them, this is a fantastic alternative. And we also, for example, I love soaking mice. You simply just soak them overnight and then you add whatever you like in the morning and you soak them in whatever milk you like to use, whether it's almond or coconut. And then it's just a really great product to keep you going in the morning.
Tell us about your initiative working with, was it Down syndrome people?
Yes, we have a very long-standing partnership with Camden Society, and it's a charity that's been around for many decades, and they're working with people with learning difficulties, and it's the whole idea is to bring new skills and to make them employable. And they do this by collaborating with businesses and through apprenticeships. So we, at Sun and Seed, we have two of their apprentices on a six-monthly rolling basis. So each 6 months we will get another two. And they really just joined a team. They work in a warehouse, in our packaging facilities. And the whole idea is that they gain new skills so that once they leave us, and with the help of Camden Society, they can actually find a real job in the market. And these are paid apprenticeships. And we're really proud of that, because I think it helps, makes us an inclusive employer. It's a really great addition to the team generally. We always have a lot of fun. And just being able to collaborate, whether it's with other businesses or charities, just allows Simon C to have that something extra in terms of giving back to the community. And it opens all sorts of opportunities for us. So this is the one we've been doing for many years, and it's been really successful for us.
Amazing. I think, speaking with all businesses like yours, that's one of the major things I've identified, is when you're talking to people who are running a business ethically and consciously, as you were mentioning, the sourcing of the ingredients is really key, and making sure that we're sourcing ingredients that are organic and sustainable. But also, something that's overlooked, I think, a lot is just how you treat your workers and working conditions. And, it's really wonderful to hear you giving so much thought and consideration to how to do that in a really progressive way.
Yes, and I think when people, in the food industry, we just focus on the taste, on the nutrients, for example, in the health food industry, sometimes on packaging, but we rarely talk about who makes the product and the working conditions, the makeup of the team, the diversity of the business. And we put a lot of that kind of emphasis on large companies, and there's no reason why we shouldn't ask those questions from small producers like us.
So what's next for you? What's coming up in the future for Sun and Seed?
We want to increase our capacity. That's very much on the cards. We are actively working on that. We're relocating soon. And what we want to do more of in the future is build partnerships with other small businesses. We already have a lot of those, in terms of we produce, we make products for them, or we have partnerships in terms of buying seeds or nuts. And this has been really successful for us, and that is what we want to do more of in the future. It's it's almost creating a little ecosystem, and we all rely on each other and we advise each other and we do business with each other. And this all happens often behind the scenes, but it's fantastic and we want to do more of that. And hopefully with that increased capacity, we want to bring new production processes, we want to bring more things in-house so that we have complete control of in terms of the sourcing of a product and making of a product. And we also want to work more with UK growers. So while we are focused on sourcing things from Europe as much as possible, we want to actually make it from the UK as much as possible, just to manage our environmental footprint. And I think that's something we can do more of once we introduce other processes into the business.
Do you source anything from the UK currently?
Probably not. I mean, the difficulty here is that a lot of the stuff simply is not grown in the UK.
Yeah.
If you look at our range, it's walnuts, almonds, pumpkin seeds. It just isn't grown here. But we want to try and source the hemp seeds from Europe, from the UK, because it is slowly being grown here. And that's our next step, and we're in discussions about how to do that and with which company. And so hopefully in the near future, our hemp seed butter and our hemp seed oil will be, with UK grown seeds.
Amazing. Awesome.
That would be fantastic.
Awesome. Rosanna, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you, Kate. It's been really great speaking to you.
And I hope to come and visit the factory sometime.
Oh, we'd love to have you. We'd love to have you and your advice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.